this is your Polycast for Monday, November 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Donald Trump campaigns in Minnesota with just days to go before the election. Election day is tomorrow. Republican Donald Trump's bid to pick up a reliably Democratic state resulted in a late campaign stop here in Minnesota. Thousands of his supporters filled a hangar yesterday at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, and another large contingent massed on the outside. Trump said it would be a mistake to count him out on Tuesday. Brian Baxt has more.
The stagecraft many Trump backers had waited several hours for came when his personalized 757 jet pulled in front of the giant hangar doors. The New York real estate mogul made his fans wait a few minutes more before appearing at the plane's door with a wave and a double thumbs up. Once on stage, he delivered what they all came for, a 40-minute call to action complete with references to his opponent Hillary Clinton as crooked, the country's leaders as stupid, and the nation's current policies as misguided.
This election will decide who runs this country, the corrupt political class, or you, the American people. That's the choice. She's with them, I'm with you.
Trump went on to rail against trade deals and outsourcing as detrimental to blue-collar workers. He condemned the federal health law as a disaster for the country and family budgets, and he criticized refugee resettlement policies that he says have fostered terrorists to take root in Minnesota. Trump's stop in Minnesota was something of a surprise. No independent polling has shown him ahead or all that close, and no Republican has won its Electoral College votes since 1972, a span of 10 elections.
I came to Minnesota. I took so much heat. They all said on television, what is he going to Minnesota? You know, these guys have been saying this for me for 2 years, by the way. So far in 2 years, I've been right and they've been wrong. Okay?
As he often does, Trump marveled at the size of his crowd, and it was big. The boisterous audience spilled outside of the airport hangar. Some people had to park their cars in ditches along the roads and climb over fences to get there. Republican Party Chairman Keith Downey said 17,000 requests for tickets had been made in advance, but fewer showed up during the rally that conflicted with the Vikings game. Downey says Republicans who had wavered on Trump were coming home.
And it just takes time for people, and I think taking time could be literally all the way up to Election Day, right?
And it wasn't just Republicans. Mary Leslie is a self-described libertarian from Minneapolis and says she'll cast a vote for president for the first time in her 56 years for Trump.
It's a miracle here. There's so much energy and everybody's out. It's compared to good and evil, and all the good people are here today for Mr. Trump.
Bob Anderson says he's excited about a presidential candidate for the first time in his adult life.
I think the country underestimates the power of the movement. It's not really about Donald Trump so much as about the movement, that we are finally having an outsider that is taking on the establishment and he's blowing it up.
There was no major protest presence at the secure event, but a handful of Trump opponents engaged the supporters as they exited. It was more a debate than confrontation.
Let her speak!
State Democrats held their own events around Minnesota while Trump was in town. They used the Trump stop to remind voters of low points in his campaign and express confidence that Clinton would prevail. At a rally in Grand Rapids, DFL Chairman Ken Martin suggested one Trump rally couldn't compete with the legwork of his party.
You know what we're doing? We have thousands of people literally right now out on the doors and on the phones communicating with voters.
Minnesota Republicans will get at least one more taste of the party's presidential ticket. Vice presidential nominee Mike Pence is due in Duluth for a last day rally. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News, Bloomington.
Like people around the country, Minnesotans have vastly different views of the presidential race and the candidates. Reporter Mark Sedeklik asked a couple of Minnesotans about who they support and why.
47-year-old Joe Lindecki doesn't have one of those red Donald Trump baseball caps, and he does not wear a Trump T-shirt. But he has a gigantic Trump-Pence campaign sign on the building that houses his plumbing business up the hill from Duluth along Highway 53 in Hermantown.
People are going to see it. It's lit up at night. It's bright. You know, this is got to be the busiest stretch of highway in northern Minnesota, right here.
Lindecki says the country needs Trump as president to help shrink the federal government and return control to the people.
It's a machine, and it's a bad machine because it's driven by special interest, it's driven by lobbyists, it's driven by money.
Lindecki says he's voted for Republicans, Democrats, and independents, but defaults to Republicans if he's unsure about a race. In South Minneapolis, Curtis Olson is also letting people know where he stands. Olson has three small signs promoting Hillary Clinton in his front yard. His neighbor made them after news broke recently that the FBI was looking at another batch of Clinton's emails.
Some people are afraid to put any signs out that it's going to anger people or their house is going to get egged or something. But I think it's really important as a community that we let people know.
Olson is 72 and retired from a job coordinating visual displays for department stores. He doesn't think the government is too big or out of control.
I don't know what people have against big government. This whole government is too big. It's just too easy of an answer. I'm going, if government gets out of everything, then what happens to our air quality? There's no law against how we mine things.
Back in Hermantown, Trump supporter Joe Lindecki says one of Trump's most valuable attributes is that he's an outsider.
He's the ultimate independent. He says what he thinks. He's unscripted. And he stands for, you know, the core values. Everything in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, just the, you know, might as well call it the Ten Commandments for the United States. He goes back to that.
In Minneapolis, Curtis Olson says Clinton's record of public service makes her worthy of the presidency.
She's been in service for a long time, and I think she's been trying to do the right thing for a long time. And I just think she's more qualified than Trump.
But for Lindecki, Clinton looks like the wrong choice.
If Hillary gets in, we're continuing an 8-year failed administration, and we're turning it into a 12-year failed administration.
And Lindecki says he doesn't believe economic growth and unemployment statistics that show a dramatically improved economy from the time President Obama took over from President Bush. But Clinton supporter Curtis Olson says it's Trump who would spell trouble for the country. At home, Olson worries Trump would further divide Americans. And abroad?
I don't think that he can get up and compete with other world leaders because I think most of them are just kind of going, you're not a serious person.
Olson says the only thing that bothers him about Clinton is a perceived notion that she is somehow next in line and deserving of the presidency. Olson says it frustrates him that Republicans have labeled Hillary Clinton a liar.
They all say, well, she's crooked Hillary and she lies and lies and we don't trust her. And I'll go, what has she lied about? I don't know anything that she's lied about.
Joe Lindecki in Hermantown says he thinks Trump has gotten a raw deal in the press.
He's covered for the negative things that he says and has said.
Lindecki says Trump's tendency to favor personal attacks over talk about policy has frustrated him and he thinks hurt Trump's candidacy. As for his big sign, Lindecki says it's been bad for business. But he says he does not think his plumbing enterprise will take a long-term hit for his support of Trump.
By Christmas, everybody's going to forget that Joe the plumber in Hermantown had a big old Trump sign on. They're going to worry about, hey, we don't have any heat, or we need our bathroom remodeled.
In Minneapolis, Curtis Olson says this year's bitter race for president may benefit the country.
If nothing else has gotten people involved and maybe thinking a little bit about politics, which I think is a step forward for the country.
Covering politics, I'm Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. My plan is to not do a Polycast tomorrow because I'm going to be working all night tomorrow night. We'll be on the air starting at 7 o'clock, and of course the Minnesota results will start coming in after 8 when the polls close. We'll have it all on NPR News. I hope you can tune in or join us online.